Now, Coast to Coast with Art Bell. If you're calling from west of the Rockies, it's early there, isn't it? If you're calling from east of the Rockies, you should be in bed now. If you're calling from south of the Rockies, I don't know where you are. Could be Mexico. It could be a little bit further south. You might be a remnant of Commodore Perry trying to find the South Pole. And if you're calling from north of the Rockies, why, you're me. And now, Art Bell.
And thank you very much, Ross Mitchell, and a very pleasant good evening to all of you, no matter where you're listening to our broadcast this evening here. This is Coast to Coast. I'm Art Bell. You rarely hear me now doing this program. I think I'm on only once a week. It seems like I'm only on once every 6 months, but they tell me, no, Art, you're in here once a week. Well, tonight we're going to be talking with General Johnson Jameson from far beneath the Saskatchewan crust, and General Jameson is going to be trying to recreate the conditions surrounding the death of the beloved actor David Carradine. And he joins us from his bunker complex. And General Jameson, a very pleasant good morning to you. I know that this is an experiment that could very well solve a mystery that deepens even as we speak and as we continue with this program in light of what the Thai police have found. And certainly...
Are you done yet? Because I really got to hit the can, and I don't know how much time we have in the segment.
Well, I'm very sorry, General Jameson. I didn't know that you were waiting me. I was trying to finish my monologue, and...
Yeah, I think everyone gets the idea. I'm here in my... Can we do this? Because Igor has the... He's done a couple of good square knots on this rope, and I have it around my neck. Now, what we're going to do, Art, just so you know, is we're going to not only put the rope around my neck... which Igor is about to do. And put it on my neck now.
Hey, man, I got that feel. Yeah, I got that. It sounds good.
All right, I've got the rope around my neck, and if you could... You, those triple-shot lattes.
Yeah.
Igor sounds very enthusiastic this morning. I'm sure that this experiment is one that you've thought about in a multiple variety of ways. And
you quit impressing everybody with what you don't know, Bell, okay? Don't impress everyone with what you don't know. I know. I'm General Johnson Jameson.
But you're not a doctor.
I'm not a doctor, but I've got... Have you got a laboratory? The answer to that is no. I have a laboratory. You don't. Now, Igor, I want you to put this belt around my neck. What I'm going to try to do here, Art, is recreate the conditions surrounding the death of the, as you mentioned, beloved actor David Carradine. Now, he's going to just... That's it. Loop it gently.
Get that rope down, man.
Loop it gently. Don't... Okay. Good. Yeah. Art, can you hear me?
Yes, General Jameson, I can hear you.
You know, I just noticed something with this rope around my neck. I sound a little bit like you, don't I?
I don't think that was necessary to say something like that. You're making me sound as if I'm one of the... Now, what is that?
Hold on. I don't want to call 911 yet, you... homosexual. I don't want to do that yet. Just wait. I don't want to do that yet, Igor. Do you understand?
I want to call him up.
What was I hearing there, General?
That's the... We're going to call 911 to see how fast it takes him to get here. See, after he loops the thing around my neck. Do you understand where I'm going with this?
I understand. So in other words, you're going to try to asphyxiate yourself and still live?
Yes. Because I maintain that Carradine could have called 911 and gotten himself out of that bind if he wanted to. However, if he was getting his ass kicked by ninjas or whoever they were, and then they did the thing around the neck, see?
They would have prevented him from calling 911, is that your point?
Yes, that's my point. You sound skeptical.
I think you, General Jameson, and just this for our Coast to Coast audience, and they can see pictures of you right now. If they go to our website, they'll see pictures of you with the belt around your neck?
Not yet. Hold on for a minute. Turn the camera on. Okay, it's on now. All right, now I'll put the belt around my neck. Okay. Now I had the belt around my neck. Now, what I'm going to do... Wait a minute. All right.
Will you knock it off with that phone, Igor? I swear to God, I'm going to kill you.
I'm trying to find out, man. I got a pizza.
What? We're not calling for pizzas. You want to call for pizza? All right, here we go.
Okay. All right.
Yes, General Jameson, I can hear you.
Okay, I have the belt around my neck. Hello?
My name is General Johnson Jameson, and I'm kind of choking myself. I can't send her. I hear my name is General Johnson Jameson, and I'm trying to choke myself. Can you send an ambulance over here to my house? Please?
What are you, some kind of a... got a gerbil in your rear end?
What did you say?
Are you one of these guys with a gerbil? I don't understand what you're doing.
What do you think I got a gerbil? What do you mean a gerbil? I got a bone around my neck.
Let me jump in here if I could.
Okay.
Yes, operator, this is Art Bell.
You got a gerbil?
No, I don't have a gerbil. I don't understand your question. What I'm speaking for General Johnson Jameson.
Right.
And he is asphyxiating himself right now, and he'd like you to roll an ambulance. I believe that's your terminology, roll an ambulance.
You want a friend? Yeah, I want to have an ambulance.
Well, how come you got a gerbil wet?
What? How can you sound like a gentleman? Operator, hold on a minute. Hang the phone up. Hang the phone up.
This is not working, Art.
It sounds to me as if the 911 operator, and by the way, this is Coast to Coast, I'm Art Bell, along with General Johnson Jameson, and he's trying to call 911 while asphyxiating himself to see how long it'll take to get an ambulance there. But I thought I heard the operator say it sounded as if you had a gerbil wedged.
That's exactly what she said, and she knew what she was saying, by the way. She knew what she was saying. She knew she was insulting me. So let's try this one more time. Go ahead. Loop it around my neck.
General Johnson Jameson will now have the belt looped around his neck one more time.
Loop it. Loop it!
Okay. You're bound to have my neck. Call him up.
Igor, I guess you should call him up.
Oh, yeah!
Okay, the call is going through the 911 now. Hello, what's up, I'm General Johnson Jameson, and I'm expecting myself. I need to have an interview. Okay, I know it.
All right, we got a gerbil extraction, right?
Right.
All right, sir, where are you located?
Oh, it's not a gerbil extraction. I got a bellary. I hope you burn in hell.
Say it again?
I hope you burn in hell.
The man says he's in hell.
So, operator, this is Art Bell.
Oh, no, he's Art Bell. He has a gerbil.
I'm not Art Bell. I have a gerbil.
Operator, this is Art Bell. I don't have a gerbil wedged anymore. Operator, did you disconnect? I hope you disconnected that call, because I don't want...
Wait, I'm calling back. Never mind. Listen, you horse. I'm not...
Disconnected, man.
She disconnected, Bell. What are you doing to me?
General Jameson, I'm not doing anything. You're the one that has called up with the voice of Peter Pan or whatever.
I don't have the voice of Peter Pan. I've got a belt around my neck, and I want to get an ambulance.
Well, I believe the 911 operator said it was a gerbil extraction.
I heard that. And then, you know what?
Well, you said that you wanted her to go to hell.
I did. I wished her to hell.
And then she said, oh, it's Art Bell, and he's the one that needs a gerbil extraction. And that's what, of course, the confusion was, and I had to disconnect because I could not have my fans or anybody else down there. I'm leaving that.
What?
I said I couldn't have my hands down there. I'm leaving that.
You know something, Bell? You do it on purpose. Every week you do it on purpose to make me look like the back end of a horse backing out of a stake. Oh, there it is. There's that gay music.
Coast to Coast with Art Bell has been brought to you by... Winlow's Gerbil Extraction, 2121 Sunnyvale.
I hope you burn in hell.
Hello, operator.
Coast to coast.
All right, there's our Art Bell segment. By request, by the way, from Brian requested Art Bell. Well, that's rough.
Yeah, if he's asphyxiated and then they think it's a gerbil extraction.
Do they bring different equipment out? What do they do?
I don't know what they do. How do I know what they do? And that wasn't even real anyway. They weren't. That was. Get out of here. 877-876-PHIL.
So let's find out what happens if I call 911 and I'm choking myself with a belt and the 911 operator thinks it's a standard gerbil extraction.
Yeah, that, see, that is, I'm trying to say that.
That's because his voice sounded all, I don't know what it meant. All right, 877-876-PHIL.